Over the last few months, we've learned a few things about Mick Molloy and Jane Kennedy.
Hello.
We've learned that Jane has a thing for Prince Edward.
Yeah. I wrote to Prince Edward to ask if he would be my pen pal.
And we've learned that Mick needs to shed a couple of kilos.
Oh, man, it was sad. The guy who owned the gym sat beside the defibrillator, ready to break the glass.
What do we learn next? Triple M's Kennedy Molloy. Catch up now on the Triple M app.
It is my pleasure to welcome, and doesn't he fit in nicely here in the Triple M studio, just sipping on a little short black there, better than what you get in Lygon Street in here at St. Ali headquarters, Mark Legitise, the president of the Carlton Football Club. Now, Mark, first up, I want to ask you a question, because this has become a bit of a hobby of mine, asking people
Get to the question, though, Ed, because the silence hasn't been broken yet.
Exactly. Yeah,
we've got to break the silence.
All right, break your silence. How do you actually pronounce your name?
Lord Judice.
Say that a bit. Say that again. Darcy, that's your line.
Say that again.
Lord Judice.
Lord Judice. Okay, we'll get that right.
I remember when Mark was announced as the president of Carlton, the news came through on Talking Footy. I've never been more nervous in my life than trying to get a Lord Judice out at that time. But I think we forget just Mark's status in the community, one of the most successful businessmen in this town. And how many years have you had the reins at Carlton now, Mark?
June 2014. When there was a nice, smooth transition from the great Styx Kernaghan to myself. So June 2014.
Mark, firstly, you've been accused of not fronting to the media. Now, can we just get you, what's your position as far as talking to the media is concerned?
Oh, well, I have a very clear position. I make myself, my obligation and is to our members. I make myself available to our members on a regular basis. As far as the media is concerned, well, I don't see the reason why I need to speak weekly about the performance of the football club. There's lots of great people at our club that that speak on behalf of the football club. You know, we've got our CEO Kane Little and our football director Chris Judd speaks weekly. Our coach speaks weekly. We have players that roll out every week. And so I speak to the media as and when necessary.
Right. Now, Mark, a direct question to you. Where do you see your club right now? Now, that's club, team and everything else. But your football club, the famous Carlton Football Club, is having its worst season ever. It's on the bottom of the ladder. Where do you see Carlton?
Well, as you know, Eddie, the football clubs today are different to what the football clubs used to be. The entire football club is in a reasonably strong position. We haven't had the season that we wanted to have on field for our men's team. And it's been very well documented about the rebuild of the list at the Carlton Football Club. We started that 2.5 years ago, end of 2015. We told our members very loud and clear what we were going to do. We were going to go to 3 drafts, and you've heard this at nauseam. We were going to go to 3 drafts. After the 3 drafts, and we've assembled a great young group of players, and after the 3 drafts, we will then get the right balance to between trade and draft and fill the gap and the void between 22 and 26 year olds, which we will start to do this year. That's the men's team. Outside of the football, we have been building a very strong football club. We have got lots of great things going on off field. We've got all our major sponsors signed up. We've just been putting together our master plan for Icon Park, where we've just received $20 million from the state government. We're looking for some more money from the federal government. There is lots of great... We've got... Carlton's always got a great corporate network, as you're aware, Eddie. I think we've got the best in town, probably the best in the competition.
Just calm down a bit, Mark. You're getting a bit out of control now.
But all of this off-field, all the off-field that goes on, is part of preparing the football club and getting the football club ready for success. And that is very, very important. So the off-field is just as important as the on-field. Now, obviously, the on-field is what we all go to the footy week after week to watch and see. The on-field is what we, you know, we buy our membership, We want to belong to a football club. And Carlton have got very passionate members, including myself, very passionate members who want to see success. We haven't had as much success as we've wanted, but we're committed to a rebuild and we're going to stick to our plan and our strategy.
Mark, your great friend Steve Silvani appeared on Footy Classified on Channel 9 on Monday night, and it looked like an emotional and a strong Steve Silvani. And I really feel for Soss, whose history at the Carlton Football Club may be as great as anyone, with Serge, his father, the fullback of the century, and Steve, and now seeing Jack and maybe a couple other sons come through. Are you a little upset at perhaps the treatment, the commentary around? Steve's been accused of all sorts of things about sacking Stephen Trigg. I think the term henchman was used in an article by Caroline Wilson. As a friend and as a colleague and as a Carlton person, do you feel like he's been treated unfairly?
Oh, look, I think Stephen stated his position very clearly the other night in the interview. Has he been treated unfairly? Probably there's been a lot more light shone on Stephen than potentially other list managers. You know, we set about a strategy. He's adopted the strategy, and I think he's done extremely well in getting us to where we are right now. Now, that might not reflect on field just right now. There are reasons why on-field performance hasn't occurred. Lots of injuries, inconsistencies in the playing list. But Stephen has done what we had set out to do. So I'm not sure why the criticism or why the hype about having to roll out a list manager into the media. As he clearly said, not sure how many other list managers get rolled out into the media and have
to
explain.
I suppose the situation, there's not many list managers as Stephen Silvani either. And there's a bit of back and forth on that. Mark, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
I think now, just before we go to the break, Ed, can I just say, I mean, you've got a lot of support here this morning because you chose us to break your silence, and you've got no bigger supporter than the president of the Collingwood Football Club. This is him singing your song.
Does that make you feel better, Mark?
Could you continue that? Play
one more time, right?
Mark Legitache is with us. He's broken his silence. 133353. If you're a Carlton fan and you're out there and you want to get access to the president, he's available.
Sam McClure, Caroline Wilson, if you want to speak to Mark Legitache, 133353. Here's your opportunity right now. Get on the line here on Triple M. Das, look, in media, you're barracked for the story because, of course, the bigger the headline, the bigger the readership or the listenership or whatever the case may be. Far be it for me as the president of Collingwood to come up with any excuses or reasons for where Carlton might be finding themselves at the moment. But I think it's only fair as an observer of the game to make a couple of points. One is, I think, to you, Mark, that Carlton suffer a little bit because they've had a long period of lack of success in the Carlton tradition. But you're 2 years into a rebuild. You've actually had 16 injuries this year on an emerging list, which just cuts you to pieces. It doesn't matter what you say. You can't, you know, put players out who aren't ready to play. And I think that you've suffered and been one of the clubs that have suffered the most from being a mid to bottom club during the emergence of GWS and the Gold Coast Suns. People do not or refuse to accept the impact that the introduction of those two teams, nothing against them, they were introduced, but the massive impact that that made on the competition, and one that I fought against us right from the word go, the introduction of free agency at the same time was a monumental blunder by the AFL administration that has impacted probably on your club more than anyone.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that when you're sitting in the bottom half of the ladder, in a changed environment, and as I said off air, Luke, we're in a very regulated industry with lots of rules and regulations that you have to abide by, which all 18 clubs have to. It does make it more difficult when you're trying to rebuild a list that is trying to get into the eight, into the top four, and then win a flag.
Can I ask you a couple of direct footy questions? 133353. Yeah, we'll take some calls as well. If you want to speak to Mark Legitache, the president of Carlton, is Brendan Bolton the man going forward for your club in the long term?
Oh, well, I came out publicly and said that Brendan Bolton is definitely the coach of the Carlton Football Club, and he'll be irrespective of what happens this year for the balance of the season. Obviously, losing is unacceptable, and everyone goes out to win every single week, and we will continue to do that. I've got no doubt our players want to win every single week, but irrespective of what happens for the rest of this season, and we're certainly not writing it off, Brendan Bolton will be coaching this football club.
Have you been a bit stiff that the draw has put you into Friday nights when you're not ready for that this year? And as a result of that, there's the headlines, there's the ratings, et cetera, et cetera. Not your fault you get drawn there, but it's not the place you want to be when you're going ordinary, is it?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we don't do the fixture, yeah. Eddie. So obviously we have been given only one Friday night home game. The fact of the matter is other clubs do want to play us because Carlton people do turn up to games Carlton people do watch Carlton play football on TV. And I've got no doubt that every club has the opportunity to put in a request. And I do know other clubs do like playing us any day of the week, in particular Fridays, because we do draw crowds.
Mark, there has been a lot of media out there having a go at you, but perhaps maybe nothing makes you feel more sick and uncomfortable than the president of Collingwood making excuses for you. Is this such a weird feeling to have it in the same studio?
Well, it is quite interesting, but I
don't,
think...
Don't get used to it, that's for sure.
It's about as disingenuous as it gets, I reckon.
No, but it's quite interesting, isn't it, Will? Like... Carlton, Collingwood in the same room, two presidents. Look, it's fantastic. I think those days are, and whilst we want to make a little bit of light humour about it, the old days of the old football are gone. I mean, at the end of the day, we spend 2 hours on the field, battling it out, trying to win a game. But at the end of the day, all 18 presidents have one common goal from what I've seen and from my experience. And that is... all 18 presidents, all 18 administrators, all 18 clubs wants the competition to be successful. I think I said the other day, there would be nothing better, whether it's a home or an away game for any club, to see two teams playing at the almighty MCG or at Eddie Had Stadium or at Adelaide Oval or wherever it might be, in front of a full stadium. And that's the ideal scenario for the entire competition.
And I encourage people to enjoy Carlton at the moment. Just enjoy it, because they have broken my heart on many occasions, including last year, as late as last year at our 125th birthday. So, you know, I must admit, I think Carlton are not too far away. I think you've got a pretty good list. When they all come in and you get a couple more players through, you're not going to be too far off it. So enjoy it while they're down, okay? For everyone out there, particularly the Collingwood people, enjoy it because they're not too far away.
Scott's on the line from Kooriong, which is up in the Snowy Mountains, I believe. Scott, you're talking to the Carlton president. You've got the floor.
Good morning to the Triple M team and Mr. Legitta Shake. Pleasure to talk to you. And I'm ringing up to congratulate you and the rest of the football club for having the courage to rip the Band-Aid off and have a fair income crack, not muck around and put Band-Aids on things. Never works.
Well, thank you, Scott. Appreciate you taking the time to call in. Look, as I've said on many occasions, that's beautifully said. I mean, we did rip the Band-Aid off and we said we were going to rebuild the list. That's what we've done. We're going to stick to the strategy. Look, it's tough. This year has been tough. There's no question about that. It's hard. It has been hard to watch. It's been frustrating. I feel it. The supporters feel it. Our members feel it. Anyone connected to the Carlton Football Club feels it's unacceptable. Losing is unacceptable. I get that. But at the end of the day, it's hard to watch. We feel it. We need to all stick together, and we will see and reap the rewards of what we're doing now in the future.
Look, there's some recent history. GWS, the first 3 years, had the best players in the land and couldn't get a touch because they were young and didn't have the thickness in the soup, as we say in football. And you look at Paul Roos, what he did at Melbourne. Yeah. He got all those good players in. He wouldn't let them play for the first 2 years. He just taught them defence, 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 and now they're a pretty good side. Next call is Marie from Reservoir. G'day, Marie.
Hi, how are you, Eddie?
Go for it.
G'day, Mark.
Good morning, Marie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
look, the reason I'm ringing is to tell the media to keep their hands off you.
Well, thank you, Marie.
I won't have a bad word said against you. My daughter, Rachel, and my grandson, Riley, and I joined the coaches club a couple of years back. And I don't know what you're like, Eddie, with your members, but Mark sat next to my 15-year-old grandson at the first coaches club dinner and talked basketball. And every function we've ever been to since, he comes over, he sees Riley, he shakes his hand, he asks him how he's going. He remembers everything. Now, I know that's a trick that businessmen use. I've been around a long time. But having said that, when I say a trick businessmen use, there's a way that you remember people and everything else. I don't know it myself. But it impresses me that Mark takes that time out at every function. And one time, last year at the Best and Fairest, Riley wasn't there. But he saw Rachel and came over and asked where Riley was. And when he found out that he was playing a grand final the next day, because, and that's why he wasn't there, at the end of the function, came over and said to Rachel, can you please wish the boys well for me for tomorrow?
Hey, thank you, Marie, for that. Sorry to cut you off there. It's been great that Mark's organised his family to come through this morning, Mark.
Mark was obviously interested in Riley because Riley's playing in a grand final. So.
Thanks, Will.
Hey, can I just say to Marie there, there's sometimes no tricks in this. Sometimes you actually have genuine people. I mean, you've got to remember, I don't think Mark needs this in his life, other than the fact he's got a great passion to rebuild the Carlton Football Club. He wants to do something, and his time has come. He's stepped forward, and you cop the wax as you go. But you're actually doing it for a reason. It's the Carlton community that you're involved in. It's like me at Collingwood. I love the Collingwood people. Why? Because I'm one of them. It's not like you're the president of Carlton. You're the head supporter of the organisation.
Yeah, well, look, as I said before, I'm a member and a supporter and a passionate one at that, that's been given a privilege and an opportunity to lead the football club. And that's how I see it.
Mark, the Judas Show has been good enough to join us this half hour. Breaking your silence, Will Anderson with us here on Triple M.
The silence has been broken. And I think, Das, we can all agree that I would like to see Carlton in the grand final.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently,
I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
We've been waiting for that. I want to fire.
Mark said it to me off air. He was like, I was waiting for you to throw that in.
All likelihood,
just got the wood and would not confused.
You might end up with the number one draft pick, Mark. I know football department stuff. You, as you said before, you've got people that are capable of that. Would you be comfortable with trading that away?
Oh, look. I think the most important thing is that right across the football club, what we do is whatever is in the best interest of the Carlton Football Club. And there's, you know, I'm very confident that Stephen Silvani's got that area of the football club well under control, and they will make the decision between he and our head of football and our CEO. They'll make those decisions and they'll bring that, you know, those decisions to the board.
Tommy Brown has been desperate to storm this studio. He's been chasing you around now, funerals. He's been chasing him around.
I love this, Mark, because I'm glad that the two of you are here in the same studio, because I imagine over the years you've been tagged by Tom Brown in a variety of different places. I heard he actually tracked you down at a Melbourne Victory soccer match to ask you about Mick Malthouse at some stage. Is he the hardest tag in the game, Tom Brown?
Well, that's quite interesting. I was going to the soccer one night to watch Melbourne Victory, the great Melbourne Victory, and I walking up the stairs from Swan Street, and it was... And who was the first person that I saw was Tom Brown and a camera, and it was a great way to meet Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Also, one of the Carlton directors has got a very distinctive German car, so I can often pick out their key meetings based on this convertible and where it is.
Oh, don't give yourself up. What are you doing? You can, yeah. Hey, Tommy, you got one question to Mark. Go for it.
One free kick. Mark Carrow did claim that Soss was involved in Stephen Trigg perhaps leaving the club, claiming at one stage he was a henchman. Soss addressed that on Monday night on Footy Classified. Was Soss involved in that at all?
Not at all. Not at all. Look, you've brought it up. It's very clear, as you do in any organisation, you continually review your position, you continually review the people that you've got. Stephen Trigg has done a fantastic job for the Carlton Football Club at a time where things weren't so good. He built a great culture at the football club, and we thank Stephen Trigg for doing that. As you do in any organisation, Tom, we reviewed his position, we reviewed where the club needed to go, we made a decision that we needed a more commercially focused CEO, and we did that.
Yeah, you mentioned the point there that Caroline Wilson had called Stephen Silvani a henchman. She addressed that last night on 3AW.
Henchman has many different meanings. It doesn't mean there. It's got. If you look it up in the dictionary, and I look up
a faithful follower or political supporter, yeah. Especially one prepared to engage in crime or violence by way of service.
Yeah, and that says at the top, I think, negative connotation.
The derogatory, yes.
And then the historic
a
meaning.
A squire
of henchman,
or page of honour to a person of rank.
Yep, and that is.
That's the meaning you were after.
Yep.
That was the biggest backflip since Trump.
Yesterday.
That is an absolute shock.
She didn't actually say that.
Play it again.
We can't.
Play it again.
Henchman has many different meanings. It doesn't mean there. It's got. If you look it up in the dictionary, and I look up
a faithful follower or political supporter, yep. Especially one prepared to engage in crime or violence by way of service.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and okay. That says at the top. I think negative connotation.
Yeah, derogatory. Yes.
The historic
a
meaning.
A squire
of henchman,
or page of honour to a person of rank.
Yep, and that oh. that is
that's the meaning you're after.
Yep.
I said the word wood instead of wooden.
Did you hear that last night, mate?
Oh boy!
No, I didn't actually. So
he caught me off guard.
He's going into silence again. I think for an extended period of time.
Back in the cone of silence.
Appreciate you speaking to the Carlton people, to speaking to us on Triple M. Thank you this morning, Mark Lejudice, the president of the Carlton Football Club.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tommy, you leave him alone, mate. Let him get down to his car and in peace, please. For Gordon Legal.
What sort of car has he got, actually, Tom?
One of the directors has a Porsche convertible.
Okay. Yeah. What about Mark? Oh.
I know, but I won't say
that's
that on
air. That's good.
G'day, I'm jockey Chris Simons.
And I'm the strapper Jeff.
They call horse racing the sport of kings, but we reckon it's for everyone.
Which is why we started our beginner's guide to racing podcast, The Stable.
From betting to breeding to joining a syndicate and more.
We talk to the biggest names and experts in racing, so you can learn from the best.
The Stable with the jockey and the strapper. Hear it now on Podcast One.
Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.